Greetings and welcome to the Creative Entrepreneur Podcast. I am your host, Pete Lorimer, former hit record producer, now host of the show Stay Here on Netflix, and owner of LA's most creative boutique real estate firm, PLG Estates. On the podcast, you will always find business and real estate strategies, marketing techniques, and tips for the entrepreneur. So hit that subscribe button. Podcast is a very special one to me on so many levels. Not only do I get to attend an amazing business conference, I was asked by none other than Gary Vee himself to be a guest speaker at Agent 2021, which is Gary's very own creation in its second year hosted in Miami. The topic I was asked to speak about is very close to my heart, personal branding, and I shared the stage with some giants who also had fabulous things to say. On a personal note, this was a very vindicating moment for me and my company, as we have been banging the drum of personal branding for 8 long years, and to be asked by the king of personal branding himself to be a speaker was, well, moving to say the least. Coming up, you will hear my recap and thoughts of some of the best moments of Agent 2021. But stay tuned, because right after that, you can catch some of the live excerpts of the panel that I actually spoke on. I found it all to be very crystallizing, and I hope you enjoy it. Thanks so much for being here. And here is the podcast. You got to be able to look like a dick, and you got to be able to kind of feel like shit and it be awful, because it's like standing there with no skin on with somebody spraying you with vinegar. I mean, it's just awful for the first 50 videos. Greetings, and thrice greetings. Yes, it is your mate, Pete Lorimer here. So welcome. I am so glad you guys are joining me. I have a ton to go over today. A ton to go over. As many of you know, I was lucky enough to be one of the speakers at none other than Mr. Gary Vee's Agent 2021 last week. And there were some great people there. There were some people, I've got new friends. I took an awful lot away from the conference. It kind of was magnificent, because the mantra that I kind of live by, it's always nice when I'm around other people that kind of feel the same way. And the really interesting thing was I met industry professionals from several leading industries. There was not just real estate, there was insurance, there was auto sales, there was other stuff. And there were all of these people that essentially subscribe to the kind of the mindset that personal brand, which I'm going to kind of get into in a second, and it's a different take on personal brand, because I think personal brand is a super trendy word, but really personal brand is reputation, but I'm going to get more into that in a second. I kind of want to just go through some of the highlights and the takeaways that I had from the conference, because for me, I remember the very first time that I went to the Inman conference, I came away with that same feeling of, I found my tribe. I have found my tribe. And I definitely feel the same thing about Agent 2021. If anything, it was really a polarizing section of real estate. It wasn't broad. It wasn't everything. It wasn't door knocking and postcards and all of the other stuff that Inman has. It was just really digital marketing, personal brand. How do you stand out from the crowd? How do you tell your story? And it was just magnificent. I want to actually give some props to some of the speakers. I shared the stage last week with the following people who you should look up these people. Lindsay Blum, VP of Vayner Talent and Vayner Media. She was awesome. Chelsea Peets, a lot of you know her. She's the National Director and Social Sales for FNF. Danny Hertzberg, a realtor that's in Miami that is just killing it. And then my boy Raj Kassar, that's Q-S-A-R, who is owner of the boutique real estate company in Orange County, which is kind of like, he's kind of like my brother. I'm the LA guy, he's the Orange County guy. And I shared the stage with these lovely people. And if you don't know who they are, you should look them up, because they're awesome. So what was the meat and potatoes of the conference? The meat of the conference which was very, very refreshing, was there were no games, there were no tricks, there was no kind of figuring out a way to game the system, there was no how to take the advantage in a deal. It was all very kind of, it felt very 21st century in the sense that a win-win is a good deal. That was something that I got away from the, that I took away from the conference. Also, what I took away from the conference was, it's not too late. I know a lot of people that watch me and watch stuff that I do think, oh my God, I missed the boat. It's just too late. I can't get into this. And personal branding, I want to make really, really clear, the old-fashioned word for personal branding is reputation. Okay, so all that we're doing when we're online and when we're posting what we do is we're just talking about our reputation. You're only as good as your last gig. Or when I used to be a record producer, you're only as good as your last record. So I'm only as good as the last thing I did at PLG or the last house I sold or whatever it is. I'm only as good as my last gig. And so what I want to do is share my triumphs and my failures with my tribe so that they can see the true authentic me. And then what that does is it makes them, it garners trust. And we don't sell houses, we sell trust, right? Or we don't sell insurance, we sell trust. Or in the case of my mate Jesse, who's an amazing artist, he has a massive creative database and they already trust him. So it's translating that into real estate business. The other thing that I took away from the conference was, you know, I have definitely fallen prey over the years to kind of falling into the kind of gadgets and tech and, oh my God, and oh, da, 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 all of this stuff where it's an endless freaking cycle. The way things are going right now, all you need is an iPhone. So not having a camera just doesn't work anymore. All you need to do is be bold and be brave and get out in front of it, because the time for personal branding or branding your reputation, if you're not doing it, it's not too late, but it's going to be too late pretty soon. I want to go over, excuse me, allergies. I want to go over a few things about have a successful personal brand. A lot of these I took away from Agent 2021, and I'm going to have a full-length vlog on my experience at Agent 2021 that's going to be coming up probably, you know, in a few days. So bear with me there. I'll have it out to you sharpish. So I want to go over some core values. The common kind of comment that I often have is this. I'm not really sure what my personal brand is. And that is fair enough, because I'll tell you, ladies and gentlemen, in order for me to find out my digital identity, my professional identity, I had to bang my head against rocks for months until it finally began to resonate. And I'm like, oh, I kind of like this and I kind of like that and I kind of like the other. But it takes a while and you've got to do it. And the example I've used a million times is, you know, if you want to find out what your personal brand is, it's like sitting down at a piano on day one, expecting that you're going to play Beethoven's Fifth. You got to practice. You got to practice, 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 practice. And then you find out the tunes you like or the style you like. But if you don't practice, if you are not a practitioner of it, it's not going to improve. Okay, let's go through some five bullet points of what I think personal brand, you might want to write these down so that you can kind of jump off into personal brand land, which is this. Let's start with number one. What is your value? What are you bringing to the table that somebody else can't? Now, you don't need to reinvent the wheel here, but what is your value proposition? Now, by value, I don't mean money. What I mean by what is your value proposition, the only commodity of any value that we all have is time. So if I'm going to give you some of my time, what is the value proposition? What are you going to give me? I'd like to think as far as what my value proposition is, I'm obsessed with pulling back the curtain on everything I know and giving it all away. Don't really know why, just feel like I want to do it. I've often sat in a room going, why am I doing this? And then I don't know. My dad was a teacher. I like to teach. I own a company where I like to give it all away to the guys. And I don't know. It's just in my DNA. Not going to question it. Just going to carry on. So my value is I want to give everything I've learned away. And I've been lucky enough to have successful careers in classical music, in pop music, in record production, in real estate, in being a broker, now being, I'm on TV with Netflix, and I'm just going to give it all away, all the stuff that I know, because there's room for all of us. Point number two with what your personal brand is, don't sit there and talk about how fabulous you are and why people should work with you. I don't think you should do that. I think sitting in a room kind of slapping your own back about I'm fabulous, I'm the best, I'm the number one, I'm this. It's nauseating. And if it was me, I'd be like, unsubscribe. And so what I think the way to build your personal brand and ultimate your following, and it doesn't need to be strangers. This can be people you know. It can be people in your sphere. But my feeling is this. We just got to give it away. We got to show rather than tell. If we're just sitting there telling people, tell, you got to show people, right? And for me, what I personally hate is when you're getting into a video and it's like, and the five top tips to make you the number one realtor in Los Angeles are just follow this link and pay me $20. Because that's like, you know what? I feel like you just frauded me out. Give it all away for free. That's the ticket. It's something that I've always done. It's something that I did way back in the day when I was in recording studios. I used to give away all my sounds, all my tidbits, all my tips, all my records, everything. I'm still very well known in the music business, and I've got really, really good mates that have then subsequently bought loads of houses off me. It works. Okay. The other thing about it is this, and I've talked about personal brand. If you are beginning to grow an audience or you're growing your reputation, because that's the old-fashioned word for personal brand. If you're growing it online, you've got to be consistent. You've got to have content coming out all the bloody time. Now, I understand that a lot of you don't just have the time to do 10 posts a day, right? It's very easy for somebody to say, do 10 posts a day on 15 platforms and you'll be successful. Well, I get it. You know, it's very hard being a real estate agent, a parent, you know, soccer coach, and then being a social media manager as well. But what I highly recommend is find your niche, whatever that is. Again, we've spoken about that in a lot of mantras, and schedule it out. Maybe it's like every Tuesday tips, right? I'm sure there's 10,000 of those. But if you put out in your social media every Tuesday at 2 o'clock, TTT, I've got my Tuesday tips with Tim. And so then your audience will know to look. And if you can do two things, you know, promote the time, promote the day, like Monday Mantra. Everybody knows that for those who want to watch it, 10 o'clock on a Monday PST time, I'm going to be popping up on Instagram. And so people tune in. And then the way that you increase your value, right, is always bringing information to your crowd that they may not already know. Okay? So constantly bringing information to your crowd that they may not have their hands on already. And for me, at Agent 2021, I can go on and on and on and on and on and pontificate about this. But essentially, it boils down to these few facts. Number one, you've got to be prepared to look like a dick on camera. Okay? I know I do. So you got to be prepared to look like a dick or look uncomfortable or look like, hi, this is Bob from New England and I want to talk to you about the newest listings in Boston this week. You know, it's going to be horrible and you're going to hate it and you're going to feel like your skin's peeled off and somebody's squirting you with lemon juice, like I said last week at the conference, but you got to bust through it unless you don't believe in it. You know, maybe you're into postcards, open houses and door knocking. God bless you if you are. But for me, the new frontier is busting through our insecurities to be consistent. So number one, you're going to feel crap. You just got to fire through it. Number two, you're not fabulous. You just got to give it away. Give away all the information. Give anything and everything away for free with no expectation. That's mental. Let me say it again. Give everything away that you know for free without expectation. But how do I make a living? Well, you just got to have faith in the universe that comes. Because when people see you giving things away, if you're doing it in an authentic and sincere way, they're like, what a nice guy. I really like that guy. I'm going to work with that guy, which is what happened to me time and time again. And third and final is this. that I took away from the Agent 2021 conference with Gary Vee last week. Consistency. Consistency, 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 consistency. We can't do 6 posts one week and then no posts the next, or 10 posts in one month and 0 the next. You gotta be hitting your deadlines. You gotta treat it like a publishing company. You own a digital magazine, and it's up to you when you post and how often you post, but by golly, you gotta post at the same time on the same week, and you gotta promote that you post. So I like that analogy. You own a digital magazine. I think that's a good one. All right, ladies and gentlemen, let me know how I can be of service. I'm here. Ping me, text me, whatever you need. It will be my pleasure to assist. Until then, bye. Stay tuned, because coming up next are some of the live recorded excerpts from the day of the conference itself. I think for me, I kind of pondered on the sidelines for ages. I was like, I need to leap into video, I need to leap into video. And I was kind of nauseated by the self-congratulatory fabulousness of people wandering around multi-million dollar houses. Because it's not really my shtick. There's totally a room for that in our market. But mine's much more kind of in your face, kind of a bit more rock and roll, for want of a phrase. And I was like, ah, I feel like I'm such a sellout with the, and here is the chef's kitchen, and here's the pool, and it just didn't fly. It felt inauthentic. And so I just decided to leap in. I heard actually Chris Smith say up at Inman one year, if you can't think of anything to do, talk about your industry, give away secrets. That is when the light bulb went on for me. And that's when Monday Mantra was born. And then it evolved. I think the thing for me about social media is it's got to evolve, right? You've got to be able to, I'm trying not to swear, but you've got to be able to look like a dick. And you got to be able to kind of feel like shit and it be awful, because it's like standing there with no skin on with somebody spraying you with vinegar. I mean, it's just awful for the first 50 videos, right? You're like, I'm old, I'm fat, I'm like horrible, getting off the camera.
Next post. We'll look for that video.
No, I mean, it is, but you just got to do it one after the next. You just got to keep, it's speed, not quality, but try and get your quality to 75%. But speed and getting content out is number one. This is just my opinion, but I think the dangerous water to be swimming in is when you have that moment of planning social media or doing a post and you go, I wonder what they want to see. Because I think as creators, if we start to pander, certainly in my case, if I start to pander to what I think the audience wants, it becomes diluted. I would rather be kind of balls to the wall, just be me and have no viewers, because at least then I have authentically failed on my own and I can move into something else. You know, I don't want to be in that endless loop of trying to please everybody all the time. I'd rather please who I please a lot of the time than please everyone just a little bit, because for me, vanilla is just toxic.
Yeah, we heard that from Matt this morning, right? He was saying in his experience, be yourself, you know, when the camera picks all that up, the same on social media, people know if you're faking it.
Yeah, totally. I mean, just don't be afraid to, like I said before, don't be afraid to fail. Don't be afraid to look like a dick. Don't be afraid for people to rip you to shreds, because you grow from that. That is the big mystery of social media. What's the ROI? If I spend $10, am I getting 11 back? Okay. My feeling was it was a complete unknown in real estate to do kind of personal branding. So that's why I ran into it, because there was nobody in that space. And it can be a really lonely, lonely place where you're, I remember posting 50 videos on YouTube. I had 50 followers and I'm like, this is freaking pointless. What is the point? And it wasn't the audience, it was what I was posting. And then, you know, I think Gary refers to it as a hockey stick, right? You post, you post, you post, you post. Oh my God, it's not working. Need to do something else. I'm going to go door knocking. I'm going to go door knocking. I'm going to do more videos. I'm going to do more videos. Oh my God, oh my God. And then pop, it works out of nowhere. And I can tell everybody in this room, I don't really get strangers, but I make a point of expanding my sphere. If I know you, sort of know you, might know you, could know you, I'm getting hold of you and making you sticky on the social media platforms. And I've tracked my business, and 90%+, maybe 95, comes from people that have seen my social media, that are in my sphere, that were cold, that I warmed up.
I think it's a very important point. How did I get to 90% of my business being from my sphere within social media, which I've made a point of making large? Because at the end of the day, yeah, we sell houses, but we really kind of sell trust, right? And so if I'm pulling back the curtain on who I am, warts and all, and I'm not just this veneered kind of like manicured Beverly Hills agent that's two-dimensional, which there's nothing wrong with. There's nothing wrong with that. My flavor is you're going to see me bad hair day, grumpy, my wife screaming at me, you know, the kids puking in the car. I mean, maybe not the kids puking in the car, but you're going to see the full 360-degree personality of Peter the professional. But just as important is my tribe. I'm an ex-record producer, so I have an enormous kind of creative database in LA. I don't talk real estate with them, but I make a point of running to my tribe by reaching out to my people, by doing posts that I like to see, and they're looking at, ah, yeah, that's Pete, yeah, good old Pete, he's a good old boy. And it's almost like having a digital bus bench, or it's a digital commercial that's in their life. And as long as I'm being authentic, they can see I'm being authentic, I'm reminding them of who I am. Oh, and that's right, he does real estate. Let's have him sell the house. And that's how the dots join. To answer your question kind of very specifically, when Facebook started streaming, I'm like, right, let's do a live show. And 2 minutes before I hit the camera, I'm like, oh, Christ, what am I going to talk about? Oh, Monday, 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 Monday mantra, that'll do. Okay, bosh. And every Monday at 10 o'clock, I do a Monday mantra, and I make sure that I publicize this at the same time every week. And I get viewers. It's almost like a TV show. I think randomly having live streams is great. But if you say every Wednesday at 2 o'clock, it's going to be, you know, Johnny's Jailhouse Secrets or whatever the hell you... just saying, actually, you're a big fella, you know. Anyway. I think there used to be, like, hacks. I think that's, in my opinion, that's kind of gone away. You know, it used to be like you post at 2 and 10 and 12. I think for me, sure, there are apps that can show you the optimum time to post. What I would say is don't even go down that rabbit hole. Post great stuff when you want to post it. And if that's once a day, once every 2 days, five times in a day, just, you know, for me, your social media is your shop window. It's the store window to you and your business. So never post because you think, shit, I forgot to post. I need to post a coffee, you know, or a puppy. You know, it's. I left the record industry, which was cool and sexy and nightclubs and lots of great stuff. And then I walked into a freaking Keller Williams and I'm like, where am I? I'm like, oh, this is a bit of a soul vacuum. No offense against Keller Williams. And so, you know, I was like, but I did everything they told me and they're not a bad company. I'm just saying it didn't work for me. But they were like, try door knocking. So I tried door knocking. Shoot me now. They said, you need to sit open houses. I sat a lot of open houses. Shoot me now. They said you needed to do cold calling. All well-intentioned advice. I did cold calling. Shoot me now. So what I decided to do was just balls to the wall, roll the dice. I said to my missus, I said, if this means I end up driving a bus, I'll drive a bus. I said, but I'm doing it my way and I'm doing stuff that I like. And I'm at the point in my career where I would, if I could earn 10 times what I earn by cold calling, I would still do what I'm doing now. Because every morning I wake up and I love it. And my clients, and I don't do it for this reason, my sphere can feel it. When I'm doing it, they feel it. And I've never cold called. I've never door knocked. I've never done postcards. And I was the number one agent at Keller Williams in LA. And I'm only saying that, not because I'm fab, but just to say, doing it your way can work. That's about it for the podcast this week. Thanks again for listening, and big, massive thanks to Gary Vaynerchuk, to VaynerMedia, and the entire Agent 2021 organization. It was a thrill to be involved, and I will see you all again next year. Please don't forget to hit that subscribe button and feel free to leave a comment. But the greatest compliment is when you share the podcast with someone who you think will get value out of it. So until next week, I'll be back with another fan-dabba-dozy episode of The Creative Entrepreneur. This is Pete Lorimer signing out from Los Angeles. I'll see you later.